Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris is in Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we doing?
Great, Chris.
One quick question.
Yeah.
Did you put the Porzingis jersey in the freezer?
I did not. I will get a jersey today. We're not sure whose jersey it's coming. I don't know if I want to get into that right now because I feel like the Knicks didn't need that last night. Mm-hmm.
They needed it last night, but it doesn't mean that they won't need it in game two.
Yeah.
I just thought it would have been cool if the Porzingis jersey went in there and he went, you know, wound up getting sick. That would have been pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
but you know what? It would have been better had I put the Jalen Brown jersey in the freezer and he goes 1-for-10 3-pointers. That's nice. That's what you really want.
That's it. That's fine, guys. I want to talk about Karl Anthony Towns. He looks so awkward when he puts that ball on the floor with his back to the basket. He just looks like he's off balance. And it's kind of frustrating watching him put the ball on the floor and trying to get towards the basket. He just seems so awkward with that. He really needs to call up Hakeem Olajuwon in the offseason and work with him.
Well, you know, he worked with Kyrie Irving on that fallaway jumper, and he's got it.
Yeah.
He had a fallaway jumper last night. It was a great shot.
You know what he does? He lumbers.
He's a lumbering athlete.
He's a lumberer.
And by the way, Karl Anthony Towns, welcome to New York. Because you've gotten your team, you've been a part of a team that has now gotten to the second round of the playoffs, and now this is what playing in New York is about. Everybody's now going to look at you, and they're going to try to piecemeal the problems that you either have with your game, because these playoffs tend to get a little bit tighter, although he had a couple times where he was right at the rim and he missed.
Yeah.
Where is the three-point shot from the top of the key?
Yeah, he didn't have any of that.
Nowhere last night.
Yeah, he had none of that from him last night. I mean, to me, OG Anunoby's the second-best player on the team. I trust him so much. I absolutely love the guy. I haven't gotten there with Karl Anthony Towns. When the ball's in his hands, like, what is bad is going to happen as opposed to what good is going to happen?
You know what? We got to stop that. The guy's a great basketball player. He's had a couple off nights.
He can stop it by playing better.
Yes, but, you know, again... You know, there are other players on the team like OG Anunoby, like Mikal Bridges, like Jalen Brunson, you know, that are legitimately scorers around him.
So those guys are great, and they've gotten all the compliments in the world this morning. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be or can't be disappointed in Karl Anthony Towns.
All right, so he had 13 rebounds last night. He had the foul problems, which limited him to 31 minutes. I mean,
they're going to need it all to win this series. That's all.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's see him have one of those. He looked so good in that third game, game three, in Detroit against the Pistons. And I haven't seen it since. So, if you get that game against the Celtics, one of those games, then I'll be absolutely thrilled. But it just, I mean, last night, it wasn't about him.
I know. It's not about him.
But at some point, it's going to be.
But they won the game, and I'm not going to sit here and rip apart, you know, somebody who had an off game. I mean, like.
Well, who's ripping him apart? We're just talking about how he needs to be better. The caller called up and said that the guy was frustrated him, and it's fine. I mean, listen, it's not the lead of the night. We talk so much about how great everybody else was, but he's got, listen, that you traded for this guy to be the missing piece for a championship, and there's been too many times he's been a non-factor. So he just got, I mean, it's not crazy to ask for more from him. I mean, for God's sakes, you know, we're not asking more from Landry Shamet. We're asking more from one of the best, what's supposed to be one of the best players in basketball. That's all.
Okay. All right. They won the game, no.
Yeah, I know.
Good team. Good team. Good solid
Tim and Mayo Pack. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. A great win from the Knicks, but it's pretty scary They win a game in overtime when Boston shoots like that. I know Tibbs won't make this move, but if the Knicks lose a game or two, I would start Robinson because you have Anthony coming in that later in the quarter, and I'm tired of watching them hacking Robinson when they're in the bonus. Robinson can't be on the floor when they're shooting foul shots. So I would that's one move that I would think if they lose a game or two to make, if it keeps on happening this way. I like to hear what you say.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tim, Mitchell Robinson isn't out on the floor as much last night if Towns isn't in foul trouble. So let's see if this plays out the same way again. But yeah, it is. There is no doubt that the pendulum swung towards the Celtics when Towns went on the bench and then Robinson was in and they're fouling him and he's missing all the free throws. But he shouldn't have been in the game that long. So if it happens again and Towns is racking up these fouls, then yeah, maybe a strategic change should happen. But that was not the game plan in any way.
No, last night. Yeah, you have to improvise and adjust in a certain situation. And last night, you're not thinking that you're going to be pulling Karl Anthony Towns out of the game. But he is right. When Mitchell's on the court and the Celtics are in the bonus, that's when they're going after him. So, and we all know that. Everybody sees that.
Let's go to Chris and Hal. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys, I wonder what's more likely to happen, Knicks winning six or Al treating everybody to butcher block?
Knicks and six.
Knicks
Chris,
and six, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
Al's already locked out the butcher blocks unless we're paying.
Yeah, and I actually heard from one of the guys that runs butcher block that if we need a table, it's very difficult to get in there. Okay. He would help us out.
Oh, okay, that's
nice. Get a table in there.
Right. Did he hear your scathing financial discussion about them?
You know, he did not indicate that in his message to me.
Yes,
so maybe
okay.
Someone just said, hey, you guys should reach out.
Well, we've been there. I feel like I've
you've been there. You have
yes,
been there.
Yes, I have been there.
So we did get an offer from a buddy down there about, you know, butcher block on Thursday. I mean, we did get that offer.
We did?
Oh, yeah.
From Janelle?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he said golf and butcher block.
Oh, he said golf and butcher block. Ooh.
See? Golf and the block on the 22nd?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I know.
I always saw the golf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would feel terrible, though. Because now it's just us. It's Al's night. And then, like, hey, Janelle, come with us to dinner and pay. It's just
no, we're not doing that. Janelle's
it's a terrible
not doing
thing
that.
To do to somebody.
Janelle is not doing that.
I don't,
it seems like he wants to do that.
Janelle does a lot for us.
He really does. Apparently, my wife thought that Janelle, when I would tell her about Janelle, she pictured an 85-year-old man that would give me these nice clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So at the booming celebration, I see Janelle, and you know, I introduce Janelle to Gina for the first time. She's like, oh, my God. I thought you were like 90 years old, like a 90-year-old Italian guy. I'm like, no, he's a 40-year-old Cuban.
Yes.
You are so far off with this. I don't know where the hell.
Were you shocked when she said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was. I was like, where did you get
saying?
That from?
What are you saying?
I was like, what? And then I was like, is that insulting in a way or not? Or is it a compliment? I'm not sure. But yeah, it was an interesting, interesting conversation. Let's go to Jeff, who's in Red Bank. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to bring up a point.
How about bringing up a point and get a new goddamn cell phone?
What was that? I'll try one more time here, Jeff. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, I'm sorry. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah.
Get a new cell phone. It sucks.
I'm sorry. I was just calling to say that Boomer is infatuated with Sam Hauser today, much like his Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah, you know, Jeff.
By the way, Preston Chua played, the Knicks won, and Sam Hauser got hurt.
Yeah, Jeff, I got to say, it did cross my mind. It did. It certainly
you
crossed
guys are,
my mind.
I'm just telling you things that nobody's talking about. Nobody has even mentioned this injury, and this is a part of their depth.
You know, yeah.
And that's a big part of it.
I understand.
And we talked yesterday about how the Knicks need a break or two here, stay healthy, and maybe something happened to a Celtic player like this.
Hyper-focus, a little bit of hyper-focus on it. I think it's fair.
Yeah, because nobody else is focused on it. And I'm always focused on the things that nobody else is focused on. I see things a little bit different.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, no, but I would have to agree that it seems like a precious spot.
Well, you know what? Because we started at 6 o'clock. We're now at 8:15. I got 1 hour of sleep. And I've been talking about the Knicks now for 2 hours and 15 minutes. And I can't assume that who's ever listening now was listening at 6:15 in the morning.
No, I'm not saying
that. That's why I said Sam Hauser's name like 17 times already.
I understand
Sorry,
that
but
about
just
it.
Just shut the hell up and just listen. What do you want me to do?
I appreciate it. It's great. But we also mentioned, you know, Jalen Brunson's name a lot, Mikal Bridges, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown. So you say those names a lot.
Those guys are easy to name because right. That's all you know. Right. I'm talking about
this
the
one
underbelly
out.
Of...
Because it's like, wow, he's really infatuated with Hauser.
I am talking about the underbelly of the depth for the Celtics.
Man, wouldn't it be great if a Hauser jersey showed up today for Fanatics? Whoa, right in the freezer. Let's go to Mitch in Oceanport, New Jersey. Good morning, Mitch.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Quick thing, I think we're being a little hard on Carl Anthony Towns. I know big acquisition and everything, and they basically got him to, you know, got him to be the second scorer here. But, you know, they're really dependent on matchups. I mean, both teams are really hunting matchups right now. And so he was finding himself on smaller defenders most of the night. So he was just trying to take advantage of it.
I saw him. Back down. Who did he get matched up there? It was like in the second quarter when he was actually in the game and he was trying to be aggressive there.
Was
and
it didn't
Horford? Work out for, no, because Horford's a bigger guy.
Oh, it was Jalen Brown.
Yeah, it was Brown. Yes, and he's just backing him down. I understand.
And he had an offensive foul there.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
What?
I don't want to get you mad. Let's talk about the Hauser injury. I just want...
More. Yes, I know right. You want more.
You need more.
Yeah,
you
that's
want
all.
More.
I mean, it's not that much to ask. There's only one basketball.
Exactly. But it's only six fouls you're allowed to